This summer has been a particularly energetic summer for major sports. For example, the NBA concluded a few weeks ago, and the New York Knicks won the championship for the first time in like 35 years. The PGA golf tournament with great players from all over the world came to the United States. The Stanley Cup playoffs was dramatic. And now the worldwide soccer tournament that's taking place and almost concluded. And many times when the athletes or the teams have been interviewed, they talk about how wonderful an occasion this is, but there was lots of adversity to conquer, many, many tedious practices to get through to reach that level of excellence. And I think that's what we have in common with the gospel, these sports programs, these wonderful athletes. The sower went out to sow, and the farmer going out to sow seed faces the same kinds of situations that an athlete would. That there's adversity, there's challenge, there's the tediousness of planting the crops, harvesting the crops, the long, long hours, for example. And Jesus promises us that there will be many obstacles for the seed to take root in good and deep soil. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was driving back from the Winfield Correctional Facility about 10 o'clock at night. And I saw the combines in the field with their lights on, combining the wheat, hurrying to get it up before the next rainstorm occurred. And again, farmers work so diligently, and their hard work doesn't always guarantee success. Like, for example, the wheat crop was average, the corn crop hopefully will be excellent. But if they didn't put in all that hard work and all that effort, nothing would come about. Now for us, many times when God is speaking to us and he's nudging us to begin maybe another phase of prayer in our life, and there's a consolation, we feel close to him, and then this prayer seems to subside in a couple of weeks. That's when we have to persevere through that at times. Or let's say there's one of the capital sins that we want to work on. Capital sins are pride, envy, avarice, gluttony, lust, anger, sloth. Well, maybe there's one of these sins we really want to pay special attention to, not just in the season of Lent, but at other times. We work at it a couple of weeks, throw up our hands, say, I can't do it. Well, those are the times maybe that we should get back on track, stand back up, and go again, try again. All the good things that we're motivated to do are grace, God's grace, God motivating us, but there's always our cooperation in this matter, that God can't do it without us agreeing or, in a sense, making the act our own also. This summer, I've had a chance to renew my knowledge of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And he's written 14 steps of discernment. When we go through difficult times, he doesn't spend much time with the consolations, because I think we all know that we revel in God's consolations. We love those moments of consolation. But he concentrates on times when things are difficult. And one of the steps, he says, when God has spoken to us in a consolation, during a time of consolation, like we feel really close to God, our prayer life is really special and blessed, and we make a commitment to say, well, I want to continue doing this that I'm doing now. And then we go a couple of weeks and we just throw our hands up and say, I can't do this. Well, St. Ignatius would say, don't make changes when you are in a moment of desolation, that you should continue working hard in those things and let God pick you back up and try again. Eventually, the fruit that will come, which is spoken of by Isaiah the prophet in the first reading, that God's, the snow and rain will come down and produce plentiful crops. But in the gospel today, Jesus promises that if we persevere, and that's part of the gift of courage, supernatural and natural gift of courage, that if we persevere, we'll yield a harvest of 30 and 60 and 100-fold if we persevere during those times of dryness, challenge, and difficulty. If we exercise courage and perseverance, whoever has ears to hear ought to hear.